This is Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen.
What's making news on mybroadband.co.za this week, Jan?
Yeah, a couple of things. It's been a busy news week. A story that came through just today was a couple were held up at gunpoint at their home in Centurion in a security estate, and it was caught on a live stream on Twitch.
No, what are you telling me? Are we now broadcasting our criminality worldwide as it happens?
Yes, it actually turned out really well for the couple. The people who are watching the live stream, you know, immediately try to contact all the relevant authorities to get them help. Yes. But help eventually came in the form of a neighbor who lives in the same estate, who was on a TeamSpeak call with the streamer's husband, with the streamer's partner. So she was running the live stream and he was playing games in the background with his friends. He was on TeamSpeak and he suddenly just went quiet in the middle of a sentence. And so his friends knew something was wrong, and his one friend drove past their house. And when he heard the strange voices coming from the open garage, as the robbers were carrying out all the computer gear and stuff to their cars to obviously make off with all the loot in the cars that they're now going to steal from this couple. The guy heard strange voices and immediately went and called security. And when security just came around, you know, when the robbers caught whiff of the security, they ran for it. And so, they got away with only, a couple of phones and smartwatches. But everything else was left there. So
yeah,
the couple came off relatively unscathed, but it's concerning. But it also, I think, highlighted the very best of the South African gaming community. And so I thought it was a feel good story in amongst a negative story.
Okay. All right. But there is an interesting story talking about the fact that we can check who's spamming us on our SMSs because it drives us all insane. Is there anything we can do about it though?
This was a very, very, exciting initiative from WASPA. That is the Wireless Application Service Providers Association. So WASPs are those companies that everybody loves to hate. And WASPA is the voluntary association that helps regulate that industry. And so the WASPA itself has now put out a tool to let you take a number. So if you receive a spam SMS, you can take the number it comes from and go and type it into this online portal, and it'll come back with who that number is registered to, and so you won't know. You'll know who sent the SMS, yes, but you won't necessarily know which WASP sent the SMS, but you won't necessarily know who paid for it, right? So you'll find out which WASP sent it, and then you can contact that WASP to find out, hey, listen, I received this SMS, it's spam, who is it? And I would like to lay a complaint. And how do I do that? And so it's a very cool initiative from WASPA. And it's also just in time for the grace period of POPIA that is expiring now on the 1st of July. So the companies were given a 1-year grace period to comply with POPIA, which was signed it was given a commencement date last year. It commenced last year, actually, on the 1st of July. But companies were given a year's grace for certain provisions. And some of that grace includes spam. But that grace period is coming to an end. And from the 1st of July, if you've received a spam message and you did not explicitly opt into receiving that spam message, then that company could be violating POPIA. There are exceptions to this rule. The only exception is like when you're actually at a company and they are sending you direct marketing messages for services related to what you are already a client at them for. Right, so if you're a client of MTN, as long as MTN has given you the option to opt out, and you said no, which by the way could be hidden in your contract somewhere, then they can send you spam messages about deals and stuff. But no one else can. Only companies that you have an existing relationship with can.
I'd love to believe that what you're saying is actually going to translate into less spam. I'm just not so sure about it. And then the final story, and I hate talking about Bitcoin because I don't understand Bitcoin, and I'm not stupid, and I just don't get it. But end off with the Bitcoin story.
Sure. This was an interesting one, and honestly, it's all up in the air now again. I got what was a pretty definitive statement from APSA, who told me that because we received information, or actually – and experienced firsthand that APSA was blocking customers from buying Bitcoin on an international exchange called Binance. Now, Binance is the biggest cryptocurrency exchange in the world by volume, right? So by the only measure that matters, it is the biggest cryptocurrency exchange in the world. And you are unable to buy from them as a South African because the only way to do that is to use a credit card. So now the only way to get to Binance is to first buy locally from Luno or Valar or Altcoin Trader and then transfer it into Binance, if you want to go and do stuff there. But APSA told us, listen, yeah, we're blocking credit card transactions to Binance because of the Reserve Bank. The Reserve Bank told us to, basically. It's against the regulations. And but the feedback I've received from the industry is, no, this is nonsense. This is an APSA issue and not an industry issue. But then the feedback I'm receiving from the Reserve Bank and from other banks so far, it contradicts that. And so it looks like we're in a situation where we're going to get into a regulatory hell here, and South Africans who are interested in cryptocurrency are going to get shunted, you know, around by their banks, who in turn are being shunted around by the Reserve Bank. It's a thoroughly unpleasant situation to be in and is not good for South Africa's standing as a country that was pretty progressive when it came to cryptocurrencies. This is quite regressive, and it's not good if we're going to try to innovate in one of the most vibrant technology spaces in the world.
Yeah, and we're going to leave it there this afternoon. I'm going to have a special request for a session on Bitcoin 101 one of these days for absolute idiots like me who don't get it, but we'll do that at another time. Thank you for your contribution this afternoon.
It's a pleasure. Have a great evening.